Now, the next thing I want to cover is eliminating interruptions and time wasters. And eliminating interruptions and time wasters are key to maximizing your performance and for you and your team achieving peak performance. To begin, as I've mentioned in the multitasking example, you cannot accomplish anything meaningful if you constantly get interrupted. Period. Nobody who's ever accomplished anything meaningful has constantly been interrupted when they were achieving what they were setting out to achieve. Now, scheduling your days significantly helps with this. Okay? Once your day is scheduled and you have a meeting at 3 o'clock, you're not going to get interrupted at 3:10 because you're in that meeting. Now, a lot of what you're going to need to do is set meetings with yourself. So you're going to set a 2 o'clock meeting, 2 to 2:30 or 2 to 3 o'clock with yourself, and you cannot let yourself get interrupted. Scheduling your day will get you in the habit, will get others in the habit of not interrupting you and not wasting your time. So here are some other things to do. One, eliminate any sort of got a minute culture. Hey, got a minute? I used to always get, hey, Dave, got a minute? I used to always say, hey, Andrew, got a minute? Hey, Pete, got a minute? You have to eliminate the got a minute culture. Got a minute questions, they interrupt, and they are rarely emergencies. They prevent important tasks from getting done. Got a minute questions or ideas, rather, should be documented, and they should be discussed periodically. Okay? Got a minute questions, got a minute ideas should be documented and discussed periodically, for example, weekly. They don't warrant, unless it is an absolute emergency, interrupting anybody. By not accepting got a minute questions, particularly if you're the employer, you're the boss, it allows your employees to help figure out things for themselves and it helps them to grow. It also helps them to plan in advance, because if they know, they plan their day, they plan their week, they know, they start thinking through the issues, the smaller tasks, they start thinking through some of the questions that they're going to have, and they put together those questions and they set up a meeting with you to go through 10 questions so that in 1 hour they get all their 10 questions answered rather than interrupting you 10 times. Okay, there's been research that says that, you know, once you get interrupted, it takes you, you know, 7 minutes to regain concentration. I don't know if I fully buy 7 minutes. It seems like a long time. But let's say it took 3 minutes to regain concentration or 2 minutes. So, you know, 10 interruptions would, you would at least lose, you know, 20 minutes of extra time. So, and it just, you just lose your focus. So I want you to eliminate that got a minute culture. Eliminate, if you have an open door policy, I'm going to doubt you do. Because most entrepreneurs, business owners, once they get that, they start that open door policy, it quickly ends when they realize that they're not getting any work done. But if you do have one, lessen the time, lower the time. If you have an open door policy, 8 hours a day, make it 1 hour a day, 30 minutes a day, set that time. You cannot have a got a minute culture and expect to get things, big things accomplished. The next thing to eliminate interruptions and time wasters is reduce time spent on email. In the next section, I'm going to go into very great detail on email management. Email in today's environment is by far the number one time waster that can be eliminated, and I'm going to show you how. Next, thirdly, stop answering phone calls. Unless the call is an expected call, it's on your schedule, it's on your calendar, unless that call is from a prospective client that you need to close, or the call is from a pre-approved number like your spouse or somebody, your child, that's very important, don't accept the phone call. Now, what I do is I pull my work phone cord out. I don't even turn the ringer off. I pull the cord out, and I put my cell phone on top of the cord so I don't forget to put it back in later. That's just how I do it because I do not want to be interrupted. I refuse to be interrupted. Now, if reaching me is that critical, somebody will call somebody else in my company. Somebody will call, my wife will call, or my business partner will call my cell phone. They will figure out a way to get in touch with me if it is that important. What you also do to eliminate the time waster and be a lot more productive is you want to return important phone calls in batches. Or better yet, so you receive 4 voice messages, you prioritize the ones that you feel need to call back, and then you block out the time from 3:30 to 4 o'clock to return those phone calls. I can guarantee you those phone calls are going to be more focused and more targeted when you know you only have a half an hour to make them. Now, another key thing, if it's an important phone call, what you want to do to be more productive, rather than calling them back, ideally, you can email that person and set a specific time to speak with them. Because what you don't want to do is you call them back and you waste 5 minutes of your time calling them, waiting for their voicemail, and leaving a voice message, waste 2 or 3 minutes, and then still having that on your to-do list. Ideally, you can schedule the callback time and not have to worry about leaving voice messages. Now, another key way to eliminate interruptions and time wasters is to stop the social chit-chat. Stop the joking. Stop the time you're spending around the water cooler talking about last night's football game or basketball game or show. Or TV show. I understand you want to bond with your employees. I like having periodic social times like lunches where you can shoot the breeze and bond and get that teamwork and bonding done. But the social chit chat, it doesn't work. It interrupts your day. It gets people to interrupt your day. If you're going out to grab some water so you can get back to work, there's no breaks in achieving success. There's no 15-minute breaks. Maybe give yourself a 3-minute break. There's no time for idle chit chat. If all else fails, then work off site. That's the only way you can avoid interruptions. Then work off site, or at least part of the time. Okay. And in terms of working off site, you got to remember, if you are the business owner, one of your key goals is to allow the business to run without you. To allow your business to run without you. Now, I didn't say to allow your business to grow or thrive without you. I mean to run without you. Your goal is to grow the business. In terms of running day-to-day operations, part of your goal is to get your employees more productive, to create systems so that your business can run without you. If your goal is to eventually sell your business, one of the most important things that the buyer wants to see is that the business runs without you, so they can buy it and have the business continue to run successfully. So you want to be able to have the business run without you. And the way to do that is to get your employees more productive, to create systems. I cover systems a little bit later here. I have a whole course on systematizing your business as well.